Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at pioneering uncharted ground. We are all called as pioneers. God wants us to do new things. And so we are all listening to a prophetic activation which is coming your way right now. Zechariah 3, verse 7. This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies says. If you follow my ways and carefully serve me, then you will be given authority over my temple and its courtyards. That's some kind of authority, believe me. I will let you walk among these others standing here. They were standing there with God and Joshua the high priest, the Levite, not Joshua who took them into the promised land. This was Joshua the high priest who was standing before God, and God was showing him what was to come. And so we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we're going to look at verse 8 of Zechariah 3, verse 7 and 8. So let's join the service right now.
Watch, and he says, listen to me, O Joshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. Now he's talking to us. This is for you. You are symbols of things to come. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people saved. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people healed. When you're looking at me, you're seeing people's restoration in their marriages. Why? Because I am those things to come. I've got the anointing of the Holy Spirit in my life now. And that anointing is burden removing, yoke destroying power of God that produces what people need in the world. So you look to a person and don't know him in the flesh only, because you're going to fall flat on your faith. They said, Christ, you don't even know him in the flesh now. Know him in the spirit realm. That's why they could not receive Jesus Christ in his own hometown, because they looked at him in the flesh. Come on. But they didn't see in the spiritual realm. That's why it says, don't look at the things that you can see. Look at the things that are unseen, because the things you see are temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. Hello? My salvation is eternal. Come on. My place in heaven is eternal. Can I see it with these open eyes? No. But Gehazi, open your eyes, because we are more than they are. Look unto the hills. And he saw the myriads of angels. Amen. Amen. Listen to me, O Joshua, the high priest, and all you other priests. You are symbols of things to come. Soon I'm going to bring my servant, the branch. He brought the branch. I'm the vine. You are the branches, right? He brought the branch, Jesus Christ. He's talking about that. Soon I'm going to bring it. He brought Jesus, and since then, we've become the priesthood that he's called us to be, a royal family, peculiar to the world, but to each other, no. So my wife was talking about praying in other tongues. It's peculiar to the unsaved, or the unlearned, or the not spirit-filled. But to us that are being saved, it's the power of God, the cross, and everything that goes with it. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Message translation says, if you live the way I tell you and remain obedient in my service. Now, I don't always live the way God tells me. How about you guys? You're all so holy. I mean, like, it's amazing. When he sanctified you, he did the flesh as well, right? I wish. We all fall short of the glory of God. There are none, Romans 3:23, there are none that has not sinned. None. We all fall short of the glory of God. Only don't refer to yourself as a sinner. I heard not long ago someone saying we are all sinners.
but he's talking to Christians. We're not all sinners. We may sin, but that's not who I am. Because if you think you're a sinner, then you're going to sin, because that's what I'm supposed to do. That's what a sinner does. I am a saint saved by grace. I'm not a sinner. If I'm a sinner, then I need to get saved. Come on, amen. It's that simple, right? Amen. And so the devil will bring all these little trips and tricks and speed bumps to get us off course. And we're, well, I'm just a sinner. I can't do it. No, you're not a sinner. You're a saint. You're a priest, the anointed king of God. Amen. And he's the king over you, the king of kings. So he says, listen to me. If you live the way I tell you and remain obedient in my service, I have messed up royally many times. And so have all of you, each and every one of you. You probably sinned this last week you don't even know about. Unforgiveness is sin. An angry person that is not righteous anger is sin. That's why God said, don't let the sun go down on that. Take care of it. Listen, we all fall short of the glory of God. There's another scripture he says in Psalms. He says, there are none righteous, no, not one. Until he came, he made us righteous. You understand? We can't sit here thinking we're all this and that. We're not. Amen. We're not. It's all Jesus. Right. It's all Jesus. Everyone say, it's all Jesus. Amen. And that's why we glorify him. That's why we thank him. That's why we worship him and honor him, because he did that, what he did for all of us. Praise God. So watch this. It says, if you live the way I tell you and remain obedient in my service. Now, when you've been disobedient, you know you've got an advocate with the Lord. That's Jesus Christ, the branch, remember? He says you have an advocate with the Lord. So you go there and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent, which means I turn from. I go away from it. Problem is, too many of the times we repent, and instead of doing a 180, we do a 360. Oh, you got it? And we do that same sin again. And then we cry to God again. Come on, I've been there. You've been there. You all know what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be some one of the big five, you know. It's the little foxes. The little foxes that destroy the vine. And what happens with the devil, you know, I was watching TV yesterday, trying to watch a little bit of, I think it was golf one to look at. And as I was going to the golf channel, I saw horse racing. I thought, let me see the horses, because they're so beautiful. I mean, you look at God's creation. You look at those horses. I mean, I was talking to God just the other day. I was looking at my dog, and my dog was looking up at me like this. It's the cutest little shih tzu on the planet. I mean, it really is cute. And I looked at this little dog, and I looked at its nose. I thought, God, how'd you think of that? I mean, is that stupid or not for me to ask? I didn't think so. I thought, it's so perfect. Little nose with, it's like a little M. McDonald's. Have a look at the nose. Your dog's got a McDonald's nose. Really? And I thought, God, how did you come with that? I mean, I used to have Play-Doh as a kid, but I never made anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I never made a human being from never seeing one. I said to God, how did you do that? What made you think of that nose? What made you think of the way you created the eyes? How did you do this? Just how did you do it? And we're going to find all that out one day in glory. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Then I was walking the dogs, and I looked at the water and the trees, and we stayed on the back of a golf course, and I saw all the, I just stopped. I took pictures. I showed my wife. I just took pictures. Click, 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 click. And the birds and the ducks. And I thought, oh, my God. And the sun going, I thought, oh, Jesus. People strive to paint it. And when they get it right, they sell it for $10 million. And God just said, there you have it. I mean, God is awesome. And he forgives us. So if you've gone out and done something wrong, you got the advocate with the Father, and you put it under the blood. And you do the 180, and you, if you do a 360, just do it again. Ask God to forgive you again. Amen. Say what? No, the racehorse, I'll tell you now. And so, I like to go on rabbit trails. Can I tell you about a rabbit? We've got lots of them in our backyard. You're hungry? Come, no, joking. So in the meantime, the racehorse, so I'm flicking through, and I see these racehorses, and I start looking at these horses, And I'm just looking at the form of these and the how they're shining and their muscles. And just, I looked at those things and they, you look at a horse and it looks like royalty in the animal kingdom. A horse, I've seen, and it prances. And I just thought, oh my God, how do you do this stuff? How do you do it? Look how you created him. And then I looked at his legs. Have you seen a racehorse's legs? They Wednesday legs. When's they going to break? They're so thin. His body's like muscular and he's got these scrawny little things there. And yet he runs at the speeds he does. It's just absolutely, it's so amazing. I marvel at God. I marvel at what he does. You know, and even if it's not in line with the words I'm supposed to be speaking, I marvel at God. We need to marvel at God. And he says this, if you live the way I tell you and remain obedient to my service, if you repented, you're still that person. He says, then you'll make the decisions around here and oversee my affairs. You want to talk about authority? You want to talk about some authority God's delegated to us? He says, you will see and take care of my affairs. What are God's affairs? Every word that he's written. The will of God, he's put us over. Hallelujah. Oh, the written word is the will of God. The will of God is a written word. And God says to us, he says, you'll make the decisions around you and oversee my affairs. And all my attendants standing here, angels, will be at your service. You know that he says in Hebrews 1:14, angels are for the heirs of salvation. God was already prophesying the coming of the Messiah and our position in Christ. Right back there in the old covenant, way back thousands of years ago. And so this is an amazing thing. He's saying, if you walk in the light of what I'm telling you right now, this is God saying this, and if you live in the reality of who I say you are, listen carefully, and what I have done for you, I will give you new places to walk in. Amen. Uncharted territory we're going to. We came out of 2019 uncharted territory. Any of you were there before? No, we weren't. Maybe some of you back in the day when they had polio, but they got the vaccination for that. Today, we're still battling. Uncharted territory. And God says, I will cause you to walk in the high places, but you've got to know who I am and what I've done for you. And when you know that, you're going to walk in places you've never walked before. You're going to become a water walker. Put your hand on your heart. And say, when I know who I am and what God has done for me, I'm going to be water walking. What is water walking? We talk a lot about that in some churches. Maybe people don't understand it. What does it mean to walk on the water? How are you doing, brother? Oh, I'm on the water. To someone who's not Christian easy, and they hear you say that, I'm walking on the water, but you're dry. What's going on? It's Christianese kind of language we get. Anointed. What, you got eggs? The yolk destroys the yolk. You having fried eggs? We've got to get out of that and we've got to start to think normally as children of God, right? And so walking on the water means uncharted territory. You are pioneering something that's not been done in your family or your life. Now, it may have been done in someone else's family, but not yours. So you would be a pioneer in your family when you say, you know what? I'm going to be the first one to graduate college in my family. You are now pioneering and you're on the water.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available